We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavi ben Menachem Shem Chanyaka ben Benichos Elio. We're in Kalin Perek, Yudalad Mishnah Vav. Kisui Teni Shal Matechas. We've had the Teni basket in the past. We've spoken about the Kisui as well. In the 12th Perek, in the Mishnah Gimel, we spoke about a Kisui Teni Shal Matechas, where the cover, it's all a metal. And metal is usually mekabel tumah when it's flat, but since it's a cover, it has a shem levi. It has an accompanying name. It's identified by being the cover of a kli, of another kli, and therefore, since it doesn't have its own independent identity, it's not mekabel tumah. In our case, although that's the chachamim's opinion, our Mishnah is speaking about the kisu shel mateches, the kisu of this teni made out of metal, she'aso bomari, made into a mirror, polished it, you shined it, and now it can be used. You can see your face inside. So now what's its status? Do we say now it has a status of a mirror of a kli, of a metal kli, which is, if it's usable, it doesn't have to have the base kibble. Rabbi Yehuda Matai, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not mekabel tumah. It was originally made as a cover of a teni of a basket, and therefore it's still not mekabel tumah. Chachamim mitamin. Bar Tanura says, why? Demare mashri leimana. By the fact that you made it into a mirror, using it as a mirror, even just sharding and polishing it so that you can see your face in it, is now it has the status of a kli, and therefore now it is mekabel tumah. What about mara shenishbara? In general, you have a mirror, which we know is a kli. It's made out of metal, although it's flat, it's usable, so therefore it's mekabel tumah, but now it breaks. So the Mishnah says, in Eina Mara is Rov HaPanim Tahor. At what point does it lose the status of a kli? When you can no longer see the majority of your face inside. Majority of your face, that's considered a kli, that's enough to be able to see in a mirror. But once you can't even see that, then it's Tahor. Perek Yadal of Mishnah Zayin. Just a little background. We've spoken several times. If you have a kli, and the kli is now broken, it's no longer usable, so therefore now it's no longer mekabel tumah. And if the kli were tameh, and you broke it, so now the kli is tahora. However, we did speak about in the 11th perek, that metal kalim, and this is specifically a metal kalim because metal people will typically try to put back together if they can. There was a gzera derabbanan that if you have a metal kli that you broke into, that was tameh, and you broke into pieces, and now you put it back together, so that mi derabbanan is going to be tameh like it was before. What was the gzera based on if the kli is broken? Because we're afraid that, specifically, we're afraid about the concern about tumas meis. When a kli or a person becomes tameh meis, they have to be sprinkled with the ashes of the paraduma mixed with spring water on the third day of the tumah, after the tumah, and on the seventh day. So that's a long process. A person may say, and this was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's opinion there in the 11th perek, you know what? What should I do that for? I may as well break the kli. The kli become tahor right now, and then I have to go through the whole process of making a tar. Then I'll put it back together again, and then I'll use it the way it is. In order that should not fall into disuse, the whole halacha and process of the paraduma of the tara, the purification through the ashes of the paraduma. Therefore, they chachamim made a gzera that breaking a metal kli and putting it back together again is not going to help you. The tumah is going to return, because this way people will not try to get out of using the ashes of paraduma. It happens to be that was from Shem Gamliel's concern. He thought it was only a tumas meis concern, and the chachamim Tanakama actually is concerned with all types of tumah. Person may say, you know, most of the time you put something a kli, it's tameh, but couldn't in the mikveh. You have to wait till Harei Shemesh, till the sun sets, in order for it to be completely pure, even though it went to the mikveh. Person may think, oh, you know what? I may as well break it and then put it back together. An hour later, I'll have my kli. I don't have to put it in the mikveh. I don't have to wait till the sun sets. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel felt that was not a concern, but the concern was the tumas meis, because that's a longer process, 3 days, 7 days, a whole week. And that's really the background to our Mishnah. So the Mishnah here says like this, Klei matchos mitamin umitaharin shvurin divi Rabbi Eliezer. So these two separate statements, take each one. The first one is Klei matchos mitamin shvurin, which means when they're broken, So mi tamin, they become tameh. That is the gzera derabbanan. Although you may have broken them, klei matchos mi tamin shvurin umitaharin shvurin. You have to take the word shvurin going on both. So if I have a tumah of a kli, metal kalim that I broke, and now I put it back together, so the halacha is that they are those, that new kli is tameh once again, goes of the gzeir derabbanan. That's what it means, klei matchos mitamin. Then mitamin become tameh, even though they're broken. And umitaharin shvurin. What does that mean? So it's a second statement. That's it. And this, by the way, Divrei Eliezer, these are the words of Rabbi Eliezer. Second statement, he's saying, metal kalim become tahor. What do you mean when they're broke, they become tahor, when they're broken? It means you'll see that if I make new kalim from the broken pieces, so they are, you'll see that they become tahor a lot easier than a regular kli that was tamei. So that's and that's really, the Mishnah will give us the example of what this is talking about. Those are Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, ain on me taharin el shleimin. He says, he disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer, and says they only become tahor like regular kelim come tahor. So what does this mean? So the Mishnah says, ketzad, hiza alehen. If you sprinkled it, what do you have? You have a metal kli, became tamei mes, as we discussed, and we know that it's supposed to be sprinkled on the third day and the seventh day. And in fact, he's alehen. So on the third day, you wait until the third day after the tuma, and you sprinkle with the ashes paraduma. Then what happened? Nishbru babayom. On that third day, that kli broke. So it was tamei mes. And now he did the first sprinkling, the third day sprinkling, now broken between on that third day. Hitichon, and what you do, so now you melted it down. V'chazar v'hizale and shenis bo bayom. And then what you do, and then you put it back together again, and you did another on that very day, you sprinkled it a second time. So hare elu tahor nedir Eliezer. Eliezer says an amazing thing. He says that these kalim, although we spoke about that gezerah derabanan, that we said that kalim that became tamei, that metal kalim that were tamei, and then they broke into pieces, although normally they should be tahor now that they're broken, you put them back together, they should be tahor. There's gezerah derabanan that tamei. But even though there's gezerah derabanan that they're tamei, they still have that tumah that they had. Nonetheless, when it comes to Tumas Meis, we're going to be lenient. And in this particular case, not in all cases, but this particular case where it happens to be you did one Hazah already, then it broke. So we allow you to do the second Hazah on that day that you put it back together, and that is going to be sufficient. And that's what the Mishnah meant, that Klei Matchos are mitaharin shivurin. When they're broken, the Tara process, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is going to be one that's more lenient. So that's what the Mishnah means. Harelu Torim, their Tahor, you don't need to wait till the seventh day. This is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. So the fact that you sprinkled it once and then it broke, and then yeah, you sprinkled again, we view that breaking in between as a pause. Almost like you waited the 4 days between the third and the seventh day, and now that you sprinkled it again, it's like you sprinkled it a second time on the seventh day because it broke in between. This is not something we would allow if it didn't break in between. Let's say just it had a tame kli matchos, metal kli, became tame mace, and it broke. So what's that? You put it back together again, so of course you have to sprinkle it on the third and the seventh day. That Rabbi Eliezer would agree with. And Rabbi Yeshua, however, disagrees with this special heter. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, ein hazaya pachos mishlishi ushvi. No, you want to do hazah, can't do less than on the third and the seventh day. There's Xer Durabana, there's Tumas Mace, and we have to treat it like we would treat a Tumas Mace Doraisa. And this is what Rabbi Yeshua meant in the beginning of the Mishnah, where he said, ain on me taharin el shleimen, which means they have to go, no, you have to make them tahor as if they were complete kalim. Right? He says, if they become, they break in between, that's not going to help you at all in terms of the Tara process. You need to make believe they were complete and they never broke in between the third and the seventh, in between the first Hazah, after the first Hazah, and therefore you're going to be Metahar them like you would have to be Metahar anything that became Tamei.